Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, making it perfect for spending time outdoors. Tel Aviv is also experiencing sunny weather, while Haifa has a gentle breeze. Tonight, expect a warm evening, ideal for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to a CNN report from just 17 minutes ago, U.S. intelligence assesses that Mojtaba Khamenei is playing a critical role in Iran's war strategy. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that border police shot dead an unarmed man in Rahat during a chase. The man reportedly resisted arrest and assaulted officers. Also this hour, JNS reports from earlier today that the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem and destroyed tunnels in Rafah. Separately, Axios notes that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This is seen as politically sensitive for Netanyahu. And finally, from reporting earlier today by Forward, a man who firebombed a march for Israeli hostages in Boulder last year has been sentenced to life in prison. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, a security analyst, posted just minutes ago that foreign Islamists are increasingly involved in the current conflict. Meanwhile, Eli Afriat shared a heartfelt message earlier today. He recounted the bravery of his daughter, Adar Ben-Simon, a 20-year-old commander who fought valiantly during an infiltration at Zikim base. He asks the public to remember her courage. From X, the latest, Middle East 24 reports that U.S. Central Command states their forces remain on high alert across the region, according to a post made less than an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the role of Mojtaba Khamenei in Iran's war strategy, CNN reports he is deeply involved in guiding military operations. This highlights his growing influence in Iranian politics and military affairs. The implications for regional stability are significant as tensions continue to rise. Turning to the incident in Rahat. According to Ynet, the tragic shooting occurred during a police chase. The man reportedly fled and resisted arrest, leading to the shooting. This incident is likely to fuel ongoing tensions in the area, raising questions about police conduct. Meanwhile, the IDF's actions in Gaza, as reported by JNS, targeted Hamas infrastructure and operatives. This operation destroyed 8 tunnels and neutralized threats in northern Gaza. These actions aim to disrupt Hamas activities and diminish their operational capabilities. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports that Trump's announced ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon could ease tensions temporarily. However, this move is politically complex for Israeli leadership. The ceasefire might open new avenues for diplomatic negotiations with Iran. In earlier reporting from Forward, the life sentence for the Boulder firebomber brings closure to a tragic event from last year. This sentencing serves as a reminder of the long arm of justice and the global impact of hostilities. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that the Lufthansa Group has suspended flights to Israel until June. This decision affects several airlines within the group, with potential implications for international travel to the region. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that the UAE's exit from OPEC has shaken global markets. This move raises questions about the future stability of the oil alliance and its impact on oil prices. And finally, CTEC discusses the challenges organizations face in leveraging AI. Despite its potential, many struggle to extract real value. Unframe, an Israeli company, aims to bridge the gap between experimental AI and practical applications. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.